that Andy Beeler lives in that house with the tarp on the roof. He's in the process of fixing it up. His folks live there, and they passed away. And that parking lot, I don't know whether it's on the boundary line or what it is. Andy wanted to get it surveyed, but they can't do it until the end of April. Now, where that parking lot ends on the south end, I don't know. And he didn't know. So I think there's a problem there, maybe.
Does that affect your property, sir?
No, not my property, but Andy's.
I see.
And he's the one that wanted to get it surveyed. Now, did she have it surveyed when she bought it? You know, for property lines. But I'm not in favor of the rental.
Can you explain to me where you are in relation to this rental? Just describe to me your 855, you said, is that towards the end?
Yes, I'm okay. Right on the on the bend down there. Yes. Yeah, and I have all the other lots in that area. I own all them.
So. Okay. So the empty lots. You reside at the end, but you own other property along there, is what you're saying.
I own all that center other than what they own.
Okay.
And that's it for me. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hi.
Hi there.
I'm Stephanie Noppy. My husband and I have 972 Shore Road, which is right there. Right there.
Okay.
And I believe you did get a copy of Misty Galloway's letter in your packet. Mm-hmm. And the Galloways live down the hill from us. And to clarify, the Galloway's daughter that is 20 years old will actually be a full-time resident of the home. She's moving out in 2 weeks. So I don't think that having a younger female living next door to a nightly rental is a very smart idea. Yes, you can do background checks. Yes, you can fill people out. Yes, you can put up noise sensors, but they're going to do what they want to do. I have nightly rentals, and I've had thousands of dollars of damage this past year from people coming in that may look good on paper, and I will tell you, as managing properties, monthly properties, and I manage over 130, and my husband and I owned 20 at one time. You can do a background check on someone, and they can look good on paper, but it just means they haven't got caught. Because I've had lots of people that come in, and then I run across my cousin, or actually my husband's cousin, and I throw out a name, and he's like, oh yeah, they just went through a grand jury indictment for drugs. Grand jury indictments don't show up on background checks. So I am not in favor. We bought these properties for us to have a peace and mind, to come for a quiet space, to get away from work. I work 60, 70, 80 hours a week as a real estate agent. My husband spends about 60 hours a week in the body shop that he runs by himself. So when we come out here, we want peace and quiet. I don't want strangers in my neighborhood. I don't want to have to worry about my teenage daughters, running up and down the hill, out looking around, they'll meander down to Mr. Lysix and see him. And they'll walk up the hill to go see the cows. Yes, the cows get out. And usually my daughter, the youngest one, is the cow whisperer. She gets out of the car and shoes it back into the fence. And that's the other thing. People are going to be coming down those roads flying, not realizing that the cows are out, and you can hit one. The children almost hit one at 2 o'clock in the morning coming home from Black Friday shopping. And it was a black cow. In the middle of the night. And they literally almost hit it coming down the hill, and they weren't even driving fast. This is our peace and quiet. This is our sanctuary. This is our resting place. When we're out there, there are times that there are no cars in that cove. And speaking of the road in the cove, my husband has a dually. We can barely fit the dually through that cove and on that road. You cannot pass another car going the other way. And if you've ever driven on the lower end, you don't want to try to back up because you'll end up in the water if you're not very good at backing up. There is no two-way traffic. And it doesn't matter if they put up signs or not. People are going to do what they want to do. And whenever she says that we're not out there a lot, there's times that we may not be there. There may be times that we're out there every single weekend and maybe in 2 and 3 weeks at a time when we can get away from work and get away from the sports and all the kids, the stuff that our children do. The Galloways were just out for almost a whole week. And when she says we don't have eyes out there, we have eyes on our property 24/7. And I can see every car passing by all hours of the day. So people coming in and messing with our property, we've owned that 6 years. And the Galloways have been there 7.5, 8 years. We have never had anybody mess with our things. So a place sitting empty and it being broken into does not happen in our cove. It only starts happening when people start finding out where it is and coming down the road. The other nightly rentals that she brought up, they are clear across the water. They are not in our immediate vicinity. That road, if you drive down it, it is single-family homes and farms. That's not the place for a nightly rental. And I own nightly rentals, so I understand the benefits of them, but that's not the place. I think that's it.
Do you live there full-time?
We stay out there as much as we can.
But you don't live there full time?
Mm-mm. Okay. Sometimes we're out there every weekend.
Okay.
Sometimes my son's out there. He'll take, whenever he gets a break from work, he's
right.
26, so he'll come out and stay for a week. Our, my mother-in-law, my father-in-law will come out, and my father-in-law will do work on the cabin as we're trying to continue to improve it since we
okay.
purchased it.
Sure.
You know, we still have plans to do other things to it as well. It's just juggle 5 jobs and 2 kids that play sports all the time. So my father-in-law will come out and they'll stay for a week, sometimes 2 weeks at the house and work and do things for us. So we are there as much as we can be. And then Bella will be full-time at the Galloways.
Okay. Was there anybody else that was going to be speaking against? Okay, well, we'll close that, and board will discuss this.
I think the applicant did an awesome job of putting together a packet of information, which is easy for us to see and read and very descriptive, so I love that. It makes it easier for at least me to see. It sounds like on those 4 points, my personal opinion is the parking issue looks like it has been resolved and probably shouldn't be a reason for a denial. It looks like the applicant has tried to address some of the narrowness of the road and that they would try to keep cars from circling and just make it to that one particular property. However, I don't know that it addresses narrowness of the road getting down there, and that probably is a valid concern for the previous board to look at, is that these are people that may not know this area, unlike a resident who drives on a regular basis. So I'm not sure that I've heard that there's an error in that particular criteria. Changing the dynamics of the neighborhood, I think that good or bad, it does change the dynamics. Whether you live there full-time or not, it does change the dynamics. I haven't heard the full application, but I'm not sure that I've heard that there was an error made in the previous board considering that, and that no other nightly rentals in the vicinity. I think that's tough. It's ambiguous. It's there are some across the water, but I'm not sure that necessarily pertains to this particular subdivision, and we've looked at subdivisions of just 2 houses and whether it affects the 2 houses there or not. So I think that probably need to circle that a little smaller and say in this particular neighborhood, in this street, and are there any particular or other nightly rentals in the street? And there aren't. So I think I have to trust our previous board have made the correct decision in that. Rick's quiet, though. Curious his thoughts.
Well, sir, I have not driven down that road in a long time. I do not think it will. I don't think there's any real change in the dynamics because there's really no dynamics there except for the farming, you know, and the overnight stays periodically. So I don't know that that's really a problem with the neighborhood. The narrow roads are a problem. And I'm like you, I do not believe the only change that we have made and brought before this board is the parking area change. I don't know that the prior board, the planning and zoning, made an error in judgment enough to make a change at this time.
Not kind of convincing.
Can I say something about the road?
roads?
I think we're closed.
The road actually doesn't narrow until right before our house.
Like, ma'am, we close as part of the discussion.
Oh, sorry.
Unless you guys have a question.
I do not think that the prior board made an error judgment that has been significantly changed today.
I think whenever we're talking about nightly rentals in the vicinity, I would have to agree that, you know, referring to a property that would be across the water, you know, whenever they discuss the idea of, well, there are already X amount of nightly rentals in the area, then that would mean that the area, mean the roads going in and out, have already been impacted. In this particular situation, these roads certainly haven't been impacted. And, you know, we're seeing from the neighbors that do own the property here, a slightly different version of, you know, we're seeing certainly two different viewpoints. But it does look like that, you know, the nightly rentals aren't in this particular neighborhood.
I can't say how I would have voted had I heard this entire application. However, tonight I'm not sure that I've heard clear and convincing that there was an error made on this, and therefore I would move to deny appeal number 00001A?
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
Move to deny.
Do we have a second?
I will second that motion.
Okay, we have a second. Then all in favor of denying the appeal 22-001A, say aye.
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 Aye. And there are no opposed.
There is a 7-day window to ask for a reconsideration hearing after we post this decision in the office, which could be tomorrow or the next day. But then you would come before the board just to ask them to hear it again. Two ways, just because you're aggrieved by the decision to hear it again, or if there was some evidence that should have been found or presented. That somebody in the hearing found that they needed to present, they could ask for a rehearing. And then it would be heard in May.
Would that be like if you were doing nightly rentals illegally? And spoke well ago?
Scott, do we have any?
Have any new or old business?
New or old business?
I think next month I will. I think we'll just look at our Board of Adjustment if we have time. If not, we'll do it in May, like we were going to do a while back, but we've been kind of having a full agenda.
Okay.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I would move to adjourn.
I would second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.